Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up on something Mark from the SAC said recently in his talk just now. Talked about how Pakistan, in effect, had created the Taliban. The Taliban had multiple origins, but by raising that issue, there is an issue involving Pakistan that people should know about. Pakistan is ostensibly our ally. We give them over $2 billion a year, largely to keep control, in a way, monitoring, making sure they don't use their nuclear weapons, which they shouldn't have had in the first place. They are not, however, working in our interests. They hid Osama bin Laden in a safe house near their military academy, the equivalent of their West Point, to guard him. We sent Navy SEALs in to get him, but whenever a drone goes down or a plane goes down in the area, they turn it over to to China so that they can steal the tech and so on. But disturbing development with Pakistan is there is a gentleman of Pakistani descent. He was born in Pakistan, named Atif Rahman Mian. Most people never heard of him. I hadn't heard of him about him before. He's a distinguished economist. He teaches at Princeton, one of the, you know, world-class economists. Pakistan originally asked him to join the Pakistan Economic Advisory Council. They have an advisory council just like the United States does. They have far more difficult issues, but this is one of the expert economists in the world. He's one of their guys, and he's a Muslim. So they thought that was great. Well, they investigated, and it turns out he belongs to a Muslim sect called the Ahmadiyya. He's an Ahmadi. Now, what does that mean? I don't care. I mean, we believe in separation of church and state. I don't inquire in anybody's faith. I respect all faiths, and that's a private matter. But it's not a private matter over there in a lot of areas of the world. Under Pakistani law, Ahmadis are heretics. It is a criminal offense. They can go to jail if they call themselves Muslims, even though they are Muslims. The Ahmadis were simply a revivalist sect of Islam in India when the British were occupying it. It's so bad over there, they had a Nobel Prize winner, a Pakistani guy named Abdus Salam. The guy won the Nobel Prize in physics in 1979. He's buried in Pakistan. They should be proud of him. But somebody, the state, took out the word Muslim from his gravestone because he's an Ahmadi, okay? Well, long story short, they rescind their invitation. They say to this guy, don't even come back here, the economist Atif Rahman Mian. We don't need you. We don't want you. You're an Ahmadi. Get out of here. It's a criminal offense for you to call yourself a Muslim. If he goes back to Pakistan, he could be in prison. That is sick, okay? To pick up on what Mark said, I mean, that is just flat out sick. You cannot export that kind of doctrine. We believe in the separation of church and state. We respect all faiths. Keep it personal to you. Don't try to beat everybody over the head with it and force them to do stuff. But the more this has seeped into Europe now because Angela Merkel invited a million people in without consulting the British and the French, and it spread all over Europe. We can't have that in the United States, period. I don't care what people say about immigration. We cannot allow that kind of sentiment to come into this country. Okay, we're going to go on. Biden has imposed, he's about to impose sanctions on Russia. And it's about time. It's about time. And here's the advanced word. It's going to sanction 30 entities. There'll be 18 expulsions, including diplomats and intelligence agents. We know who their KGB types are. They changed the name of the KGB to something else. Same thing. We know who they are. We're throwing them out. 30 entities. Out they go. Fake Russian fronts. And then starting on June 21st, June of 21. It's not clear whether it's June 1st, June 21st, or June 30th, but somewhere in June, American banks are no longer going to be able to buy ruble-denominated bonds. No longer going to be, it'll be against the law. Against the law. This is because, according to Biden, and I support him 100%, they hacked into the 2020 election. I'm not talking about the 2016 election, which was bad enough, and Trump rewarded them for that. No. They hacked into the 2020 election, spread disinformation. Remember, they also did that for Brexit. You wouldn't have had Brexit in Europe if it hadn't been for the Ruskies. They also gave money to the Taliban to kill American soldiers. And then, of course, there was the solar wind hacking, and everybody said we should do something about it. Trump didn't do anything about it, denied that it happened, said it was the Ukraine, that kind of thing. Well, you suddenly have a president now, Joe Biden, who stands tall. And these people are going to pay the price. And let me tell you something. You have an economy the size of Italy. Now, I like Italy. Traveled to Italy, great place, but its economy is not exactly one of the biggest in the world. Russia, much bigger country, both in population and in territory, has an economy about that size. They basically rely on oil. People are increasingly going to non-fossil fuels. They're rattling their swords. Well, they're not going to kill our soldiers and hack into us anymore. Joe Biden is standing tall. He's doing exactly the right thing. Going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, what's on your mind? And congratulations, you win a T-shirt. Give your address to Luke. What's on your mind, Wisco Paul?
Yeah, I'll make this kind of quick. We're at the bottom of the hour here, Matt. I was out of the listening area. Just got back in. Geez, I still see more Trump signs out there than I care in central Wisconsin. You know, solar wind, they don't talk about that much, but that was a big deal. They hacked into everything here. And killing U.S. soldiers? I don't know how anybody could have a Trump sign just with those two things. But seeing I got to the party late here, do you think there's any difference with the Wisconsin Supreme Court with Ziegler in charge? And what's the chances of Biden getting his infrastructure plan? And one last thing, I really like Sarah Gawelski. I like her a lot, in fact, and I think she would make a great senator. And that's a lot of things to ask there. But
Paul, you are great. In fact, I like your calls. I like all the calls, but I like your calls because you lay out the agenda for the rest of the show and the show tomorrow too. So I'm going to pick up on some of that. We have a little time before the break. Can't pick up on all of it. But I will say that, on the Russian sanctions, I think Biden is exactly right. When it comes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, here is the state of the Supreme Court. The Chief Justice doesn't get two votes. She only gets one vote. You know, Roberts is the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. But the rule in most Supreme Courts is at least the Supreme Court chief can decide who writes the opinion if she's in the majority. So if it's a 4-3 decision, remember there are 7 Wisconsin justices, there are 9 U.S. Supreme Court, and U.S. Supreme Court rules over everything. So the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decisions are reviewed by the U.S. Supreme Court if they want to. So she can pick who writes it. I mean, you know, if she's in the majority, she's in the minority, she doesn't have much sway. But, you know, a public pronouncement from her, the Chief Justice, a speech, that kind of thing, it's going to get more publicity than, say, another justice. So they have some slight influence in that respect. But they don't get two votes or multiple votes. And they get to convene the discussion on it. They get to try to mold the discussion. If you have a Supreme Court Chief Justice who is well-regarded and is persuasive, they can even mold the decision. This Supreme Court is so divided ideologically that effectively the chief right now is Brian Hagedorn, because he's the one who goes back and forth, and especially on democracy-related issues and to our benefit. Anyway, so there you have it. You had a couple of other things on infrastructure in the Senate race. That'll be coming, but Luke is forcing me to a mandatory break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.